You know, I've had a vision lately. I call it a prediction, a feeling. I don't know what you want to call it, but I know the outcome of the election already. I know exactly what's going to happen. I know what the analysts and commentators are going to say after the votes are in. And I don't want to talk about it, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to write it down and I'm going to put it in a sealed envelope. I'll give it to one of you guys here so you can vouch for the fact that this prediction was made October 1st. And then we'll open the envelope up, read my prediction on November 4, and you'll all be amazed.
Okay.
You can't give us anything to put us out of our misery now?
No, I don't want to say anything about it, but I'm telling you, I have the vision. I have it. I know. I could be wrong, but I'm not. I'm 100%. Wow. I'm 100% sure.
It could be wrong, but I'm not.
While we're at it,
yep.
How about the Cubs and Sox today?
I don't know what the heck's going to happen.
And some lottery numbers for the weekend.
No, it's just the election that I had the clear picture in my head. I heard the voices of the commentators. Of course, I hear a lot of voices in my head all the time, but I did make the distinction between the normal voices I hear and the political analysts talking about what happened on Election Day. So I'll write that down today and put it in an envelope. We'll seal it up, give it to somebody we trust. Is there anybody we trust here? We'll find somebody.
Oh, yeah, I think Steve's trustworthy. I'm trustworthy. Yeah, Viv and Joe. I mean, we got lots of people.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Well, yeah, I would trust Joe.
Mm-hmm. Control room, Joe.
Yeah, Joe's pretty solid.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right because you know somebody might try to tamper with the envelope. And of all of the people you just mentioned, control room Joe is the scariest. I think so. He would frighten away anybody who would want to vandalize the envelope.
Plus, I can't wait to read it.
Does Joe get to read it then? No, you're going to get a sealed envelope. You're not going to see it.
Well, what happens if something happens to Joe?
Oh.
You have to have a
second envelope?
A second envelope in case Joe is apprehended on his way to work or something.
Well, I saw somebody at the coffee machine this morning. I don't know who she is, but she works in the newsroom.
Alexandra?
Is that Alexandra?
Yeah, it's Alexandra. Oh, okay. Alexandra Bush.
She looks very trustworthy. And also, I kind of tend to, you know, or another of our producers, Vivian, I kind of tend to trust the women more than the men. Nothing, don't take this personally,
yeah,
Joe,
really,
or anybody else, but maybe Alexandra should get the second envelope.
Well, you should probably introduce yourself to her first.
Okay.
It might be good.
Oh, man. You know what? I did remember to do, though. I remember I was talking to you about my predictions for the election last week.
Yeah.
I know I had a vision. I know exactly what's going to happen. I know what the analysts are going to say after the votes are in. I have it all. I had a premonition. So I wrote it all down. I've got it all on a little piece of paper. See this piece of paper here? I folded it up. I'm going to put it in an envelope. And we decided that Control Room Joe will guard the sealed envelope.
And get to read it.
Did we decide whether you get to read it or not? I don't know. Should he read it? Should somebody see it? I'm not sure.
Well, I could be the arbiter, and I could read it, too.
I just need to verify that there is stuff written on there, you know?
And then the idea is we open the sealed envelope after whatever happens on Election Day happens, and then you start praising me for being a soothsayer, because it's all here. Everything is here.
You do have a 50% chance of being right, Bob.
Well, but I go into more detail than Trump wins or Biden wins.
Okay.
I mean, I've got the whole breakdown here of why things happened and what the commentators will be saying afterwards and how the pollsters viewed the outcome. Everything is here.
Okay.
So We'll get that sealed up today after the show. Joe will seal it up, and then it'll be very exciting to open it up on November 4 or whenever we have a decision. Okay, I should talk about that all morning. Isn't this a big deal? Shouldn't WGN TV or News Nation be covering this? This is quite something, don't you think? And all Chicago will be talking about it. I ought to talk about it more than just at 5:14 in the morning. I'll think about it.
If you need some sort of publicity agent, I'd be available for that for a nominal fee.
Thank you, Steve.
I'll get you out there.
I appreciate that. Yeah, need all the help I can get. By the way, remember I mentioned to you early in the morning yesterday that we took my prediction for the election. Actually, I don't want to call it a prediction. I know the outcome of the election. Not only do I know what's going to happen, but I know why. So on a piece of paper, I wrote down who wins, and I also wrote what the analysts will say, what the polling actually meant. I have the whole story, the entire post-election wrap-up, all the information. And I wrote it all down, and we put it in an envelope, and we sealed it up. We're going to open it up and read the contents of the envelope to prove to you that I'm a genius on November 4th or whenever we have an outcome. And did we take a picture? Did we post that picture we took yesterday? We have a picture of the note going into the sealed envelope, and Control Room Joe then took the envelope, and he's got it in a vault somewhere. But why don't we post that picture later so people can see that? Go to WGNradio.com/Surratt. Check on our show page for that. And, yes, you can just call me Nostra Babas. Thank you.